Hello, good morning. This is Aiden Menchaca. You're listening to Tchaikovsky's Canon. It is 5:02 a.m. Listening to WMFO Medford. So this is my first show. So I guess I'll just give you a basic idea of what we're going to be playing here. This is WMFO's only dedicated classical show, and so I'll be sharing some of my most favorite pieces with you. You know, it's early morning, and so it's good time to wake up with some good, wholesome classical music. So whether you're in the library studying very late, you know, at home studying very late, or you're just waking up with me, I hope you enjoy all of the music. So that's the intro to every show. That's Richard Strauss, Also Sprach Zarathustra, very famous piece. Played by Herbert von Karajan, the famous Austrian conductor. I hope you're having a good morning. You know, it looks like a nice day, just walking here. No one on the road, but I feel it, because it's my first show. So thank you for listening and tuning in. And so the theme of this show will be bucolic and pastoral music, so very peaceful for your fine morning today. So without further ado, we'll play another very good piece. This is by Edvard Grieg. You've heard this before, Peer Gynt. Thank you. Hello, welcome back. So we had a selection by, first up we had a string quartet in D major by Luigi Boccherini. and then we had, after that, Daphne and Et Chloe, which is a piece by Maurice Ravel with Pierre Boulez conducting. Very morning piece to me, one of my favorites really. And then we just finished the second movement of Robert Schumann's First Symphony, entitled Spring, with Leonard Bernstein conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra on Deutsche Grammophon. I hope you're having a good morning. It's 5:28, and so we're gonna have more music right up. We're going to go now into Guillaume Tell by Giacomo Rossini. Here you go.
Quel est sobri
back. Were you going to read a PSA right now? It's always important. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. That's extremely important. We have to think about, especially in these times, where our money is going. So that was a piece by Rossini, one of my favorites. Very great piece, actually. Very peaceful, you know. Just the choral interlude in between Act 1 and 2. And so now we're going to pick up on the theme of horns that's very present in Rossini's opera. And we're going to be listening to Little Mozart in the morning. So here it is, Mozart's Horn Concerto, and this is number 1, this is the second movement.
Thank you.
Hello. So that was a piece by Philip Glass from his opera about Amenhotep, the Egyptian pharaoh. And before that, we had Antonin Dvorak and Slavonic Dance number 4 on Deutsche Grammophon. That's a very interesting piece. Comes at an interesting time in Europe, a very nationalistic time. And Dvorak followed Berdych Smetana, the Czech composer, in this sort of nationalistic music period. We also, you know, we also see that in Beethoven and in many other artists. And so it's a very interesting piece, very peaceful and good for the morning. And so it's 5:50, so we're just about to wrap up. I hope you enjoyed the music today. What the theme next week will be, I suppose I'll just have to decide. Won't be bucolic, because that was this morning. And so we're going to close it out today with one of my favorite overtures by Beethoven. This I wouldn't even describe as necessarily very peaceful, but it's supposed to wake you up and get you ready for the day. And so here we have the Fidelio Overture by Ludwig van Beethoven.